Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 26th, 6:05 p.m. The World Series is on my tiny little screen down below me, and you read the title. It's the recap episode of Week 7, then we'll also talk about Week 8 a little later on. I am still trying to invest in a mouse pad so you all don't have to hear that unpleasant... So I hope that you all, if you have a mouse pad to donate, then you know where to find me. But also, there was football that happened week 7 of the NFL season. Teams won, teams lost. There were 13 games, so 13 teams won and 13 teams lost. So with that said, let's get right into it. Thursday Night Football, Cleveland and Denver. Cleveland gets the win, 17-14. I don't remember what it was the ALCS was on that night. That's why I wasn't able to see it. So I was not able to watch this game. But from what I heard, D'Ernest Johnson with a very good game in his first NFL start. Nick Chubb was out with a calf injury. Case Keenum started for the Brown Towns, as Baker Mayfield has a left shoulder injury. Sounds kind of serious. They were like broken bones in his shoulder. So the backup Browns were able to beat the Denver Broncos, which isn't a good sign for the Denver Broncos. They dropped to 3-4. Cleveland's now 4-3. Cincinnati and Baltimore. Cincinnati wins, surprisingly, 41-17. I will say, I was not able to watch many of the early morning games because I was on the roof in the rain, like emptying tarps full of water and fixing leaks and clearing out buckets of and big trash bins full of wet leaves. But it's for a good cause, I guess. But the Cincinnati Bengals, they pop up and show off that they're the number one team in the AFC right now, number one ranking. Cincinnati Bengals, I don't think many people expected that at the start of the season. Cincinnati blew out the tough Baltimore defense, 41-17. Joe Burrow, 416 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 59 yards and a touchdown. Jamar Chase with a 80-yard touchdown. 8 catches, 201 yards and 1 touchdown. Lamar Jackson with a pretty rough game, actually. 15 for 31, 257 yards. Cincinnati's the best team in the AFC. I did not expect that. Green Bay and Washington. Green Bay gets the win over the bad Washington football team, 24-10. Green Bay is now 6-1. Washington is 2-5. Taylor Heineke with a really weird game, 25-37, 268 yards, touchdown, pick. Aaron Rodgers, after he owned the Chicago Bears last week, 3 touchdowns. And Taylor Heineke also was the leading rusher for the Washington football team. Not a good sign. Terry McLaurin, 7 catches, 122 yards. Devontae Adams caught a touchdown. This game was this was exactly what I would have anticipated when I heard that Green Bay and Washington were playing back when the schedule was released in May. I could have predicted this game. The final scores being 24-10. Atlanta and Miami. Atlanta gets the win 30-28 on a game-winning field goal by Younghoe Koo. With no time left, Matt Ryan with a good game. Tua Tagovailoa came back from his injury, and he was actually pretty good. He's not been bad since he came back. 4 touchdown passes. He did throw 2 picks, both of them not good-looking picks. Pretty horrendous picks, if you ask me. But he still had a solid game, 291 yards. Cordell Patterson scored a rushing touchdown. Mike Gesicki caught a touchdown. Kyle Pitts, 163 yards. Wow. No touchdown, though. Atlanta's now 3-3, which is kind of surprising because you would think that Atlanta is much worse than what their record is. Miami is now 1-6. Just tear it down, Miami. You can lose all the games you want. New England and the Jets. New England gets the win, and no, this is not incorrect. 54-13. Yikes, Jets. Not good defense right there. Zach Wilson got hurt for the Jets, so Mike White, who was not really in my playbook of former NFL, or like, he sounded like some guy that played in the 1980s, and he actually was. There was a Mike White that was a defensive end in from 1979 to 1982 for the Bengals and Seahawks, but that was not the guy that I was thinking of. Mike White, it was his first NFL game. He was drafted in the 5th round by the Cowboys, and I kind of knew of the name.
How about them Cowboys?
You know, like, he's drafted out of Western Kentucky. I had heard the name because he'd been on the Cowboys in 2018 and then in the preseason in 2019. If you look at his transaction page on Pro Football Reference, there is from September 25th, 2019 to January 5th, 2021. Let's see here. Added to practice squad, signed reserve future, activated from the practice squad, waived, cut, activated, reverted, protected, activated, reverted, protected, activated, waived, cut, added, waived, cut, added, signed to reserve future contract. So there you go. That's Mike White's career. And now he's going to be probably going to be the starter. The Jets did trade for Joe Flacco, so don't know if Mike White or Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback. Joe Flacco, former backup, I believe last year, if I'm not mistaken, with the his career's kind of fallen off. Yeah, last year he started 4 games. That's where I remember him. His career has, after 2017, he probably should have retired because he's been injured with the Broncos, with the Jets, with the Eagles, now back with the Jets. Base hit for Eddie Rosario. It's 3-0 in the top of the 3rd, by the way. Braves winning. So, Mike White, Joe Flacco, that's not what you wanted to hear when you're the Jets at the start of the season. New England with a really good game, 307 yards. Damien Harris scored 2 touchdowns. Brandon Bolden, who's a running back, but he's pretty much a wide receiver, 6 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. The New York Giants, they get the surprising win, 25-3. Sam Darnold with an ferocious game, 16-25, 111 yards and a pick. He was pulled from the game in the 4th quarter. PJ Walker came in from him. Carolina, after starting the year 3-0, they've lost 4 straight, and they have, in all those games, they've looked pretty awful since, have they even, like, been good? They lost to the their loss to the Cowboys was warranted. They lost in overtime to Minnesota. That game probably shouldn't have gone to overtime on the way that Carolina played. Minnesota's defense just kind of played them out of the game. And then they lost to Philadelphia in week 5. That was a yucky game for both teams. The Panthers proved that you shouldn't pay attention to 3-0 teams. Giants with a solid game. Daniel Jones, after he was knocked out, like wobbling around against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, he was able to play. Chuba Hubbard with a bad game. The Panthers are dying for Christian McCaffrey to return. The Giants are now 2-5. Carolina's 3-4. Tennessee and Kansas City. And this game was big shocker for most people. Tennessee gets the win 27-3. Patrick Mahomes, who looked like he was concussed in the 4th quarter, had a pretty bad game, 206 yards. The first time in Patrick Mahomes' entire career with the Kansas City Chiefs that they haven't scored a touchdown. And the Chiefs are not looking good this year. It's not just a small sample size. It's been 7 games now. They're 3-4. Travis Kelce, 7 catches, 65 yards. A.J. Brown, 133 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Tannehill with 270 yards passing. And Derrick Henry, 29 carries for 86 yards. Wow. But all the scoring for Tennessee happened in the first half. They were up 27-0 at halftime. They didn't have to score again. Kansas City just put up a field goal in the 3rd, and that was it. Philadelphia and the Raiders, they get the win, 33-22. The Eagles, they will have to wait another week to try to win a game. They're 2-5. Raiders, ever since John Gruden's been gone, they're 2-0. Excuse me, man. What the hell was that? Something just Oh, it's a piece of gum. But ever since John Gruden's been gone, the Raiders, 2-0. How about that? Jalen Hurts, who's been a terrible quarterback, unless you count garbage time, because, like, all is... deep drive Adam Duvall. It is gone. It's 5-0 Braves. Good job, Adam Duvall. Game one of the World Series. Better. Oh, and a visitor speaks. The Raiders. Raiders. Derek Carr, 331 for 34. He was that accurate? Wow. I thought I miswrote it. 323 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kenyon Drake with a touchdown. No Josh Jacobs. Devontae Smith met up with his old friend Henry Ruggs after the game. That was nice to see. But the Raiders, they're still in first place, and the Chargers, I wouldn't really say are much. The Chargers and the Raiders are the only two good teams right now. Don't know about the Chiefs, Broncos, not very good. The Rams and my Detroit Lions, the Lions lose. They lose 28-19. The Lions are now 0-7, Rams 6-1, and I'm sad. Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, revenge games, and Matthew Stafford, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jared Goff, two picks, 1 touchdown. I would say that Matthew Stafford clearly won this matchup. Cooper Kupp, by the way, 10 catches, 156 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And the Lions, they were actually winning heading into the fourth quarter, up 19-17. They were doing all these fake punts, onside kicks, doing all that. In the first half, they were down 17-16 at halftime. They were up 19-17 heading into the fourth, and the Rams scored 11 in the fourth to pull ahead, and the Lions couldn't answer back. So Lions very well could be 5-2 if they were able to maintain their... They're much better than an 0-7 team. On to the next game, Arizona and Houston. And this game happened exactly like how you would expect an Arizona Cardinals versus Houston Texans game. It was a scoregami, by the way. Final score, Arizona 31, Houston 5. So weird score. Safety happened in the first quarter. We like it when teams score 5 points or weird numbers of points. It's always fun to see. Arizona is now 7-0. Houston is 1-6. One more win than my Detroit Lions. Davis Mills, bad game, 135 yards. Calamari, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns. Let me see. Did Colt McCoy play? Why is Colt McCoy... Has Colt McCoy played yet? No, he did not. Has Colt McCoy even played a game this year? Colt McCoy... Oh, he did. He's played 3 games. He just came in to do the final snap. Oh, he did. He did play. He just did the final snap at the end of the game, and or those just kneeling out the clock. That was it. So congratulations, Colt McCoy. He's 35 years old, former Washington football team member, Cleveland Brown, Arizona Cardinal, or not a former. He's on the Cardinals right now. New York Giant and San Francisco 49ers. People don't remember that he was a member of the 49ers. Has he been with any other teams? No, that's it. That was loud. Well, he was drafted by the Browns. And that's where most people remember him from. He was drafted by the Raiders, but was traded. He was one of those things. He was traded by the 49ers, or traded by the Browns to the 49ers in 2013 for Vinston Painter, who I didn't know who that was. And also Mike Gillisley. I've never been able to say Mike Gillisley's name. He led the NFL in yards per rush in 2016 with 5.7. That's impressive. There is your trivia for the day. Calamari with a good game. Chase Edmonds with a good game. DeAndre Hopkins caught a touchdown. I lost in fantasy football again. I'm 2-5, so I'm pulling an Eagles. Should I play the song? Okay, on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Chicago Bears. The Buccaneers win 38-3 over the Bears. The Bears are not very good. They have a bad quarterback. Their coach is worse than their quarterback. Their head coach keeps on putting Justin Fields in these situations, he shouldn't have been the starting quarterback. They should have, even Andy Dalton, who got hurt, they were down 35-3 at halftime. All the points happened pretty much all in the first half. Only points was a field goal in the fourth quarter. Justin Fields, 3 picks, no touchdowns, 184 yards. Tough game. Tom Brady, remember last year when we used to play his TikToks? That was fun. And 4 touchdown passes. Also his 600th career touchdown. And Mike Evans caught it. He accidentally gave it to a fan. And then they had to get the ball back. And it was a whole thing because Tom Brady gave the fan all this various amount of stuff. It's kind of a weird thing to be so publicized. The first NFL player to score 600 touchdowns or pass for 600 touchdowns or something like that, but no one else has. Like, no one's even, like, the most, I don't even know what the most is, probably 300. That's a lot. 600 touchdowns. How much is that? That is, if my math is correct, that's 12 years of 50 plus touchdowns. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, that's right. Indianapolis and the 49ers and the Colts, they get the win 30-18. Colts are 3-4. 49ers are 2-4 in a muddy, gross game. It was all muddy. I was on the roof earlier that day. Colts, they just kind of outplayed the 49ers in, like, all. The 49ers were just trying to do too much. Jimmy Garoppolo, 16 for 27, 181 yards, 2 picks, and a touchdown. Trey Lance was out. Nate Sudfeld was the backup. And here's something that was fun. Jonathan Taylor and Elijah Mitchell both finished with the exact same lines. Jonathan Taylor, 18 carries, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. Elijah Mitchell, 18 carries, 107 yards, and 1 touchdown. Michael Pittman also caught a touchdown. Debo Samuel caught a touchdown, and at the 49ers, they weren't really going to win the game at any point. They were up 13-12, or they were down 13-12. They were up 12-7 heading into the second quarter, but down 13-12, and just kind of the Colts just pulled away in the second half. 49ers, tough game for them. They are not a good team. They act like they're a good team. They're not. New Orleans and Seattle on Monday Night Football. This game was absolutely ferocious. Not a game that I would want to watch. Alvin Kamara with 179 overall yards, 20 carries, 51 yards on the ground, and then 10 catches, 128 yards, and a touchdown through the air. Geno Smith is not Russell Wilson, clearly. The Seahawks are 2-5. When was the last time that they were this bad? The Saints, they're now 4-2 with Jameis Winston, who is back to his kind of strange games, 19 for 35, 222 yards, and 1 touchdown. So that wraps up the recap. Let's head into the picks. So into the picks. Oh, deep drive and caught at the wall. So 2 outs. Jock Peterson gave that ball a ride. It's still the top of the third, and it's still 5-0. So Thursday Night Football this week is Green Bay and Arizona. And I'm going to take Arizona. The over-under is 50.5. I still don't know all the terms. I was trying to look it up. I was writing in stuff like betting terms, betting dictionary. Couldn't find anything. The internet sometimes cannot be very helpful. But I'm going to take Arizona. Green Bay, they're 6-1. The records look better. I don't think that Green Bay is really a 6-1 team. I feel like they play worse than a 6-1 team. They don't have a very good defense. Arizona's going to take advantage of that. Arizona also has a good defense, and Aaron Rodgers, while he hasn't been actually very good this year, he's had some pretty, I mean, he's not been, obviously he's a good football player, but he's had some bad games. That first game against New Orleans, tough game against the Steelers that one time. Wasn't very good against the Bengals. He was pretty good. He's been good in. He's had a passer rating above 100 in 5 of the 7 games. But one game he was. His passer rating in week 1 was 36.8. So that kind of adjusts stuff. He made a catch against the 49ers. I think it was probably one of those ones where it was like batted back to him and he caught it. I don't remember that. But Arizona, I'm gonna, the over-under is 50.5. I would say take the over on that, because I think that Arizona can put up some points. But at the same time, it's probably gonna be like one of those games where over-under is 50.5. I think that teams will get over it. It's gonna be like 31-24 or something. Carolina and Atlanta. This game, Carolina has a good defense. Atlanta, not so much. The Falcons actually have these two. This game is pretty well matched, but I'm going to take Carolina in it. When are they going to win a game again? And this is one of their chances against not a very good Falcons team. So over is 46. I'll take the under on that. I don't think either team is going to score too many points. I feel like a 19-17, 20-16 game coming up. Miami and Buffalo. Buffalo's the 13.5 point favorite because Miami's bad and Buffalo is good and it's in Buffalo. And just a couple weeks ago, what was the final score of that game? It was like, what was it, 30-35 or something like that? What was it? Yeah, 35-0 in week two. And that was in Miami. Now it's in Buffalo. And the Buffalo defense has not gotten any worse. They're still a very good team. Oh, and message coming in from whom? Oh, my phone also is not working very well. But the Bills, over-under is 49.5. I'd take the under just because I think that this game is going to be such a big blowout. And I don't think that the Bills are going to score 50 points. It could very well be a shutout again. But I'm going to take the Bills for sure. They have a really good defense. Tua Tagovailoa has been looking better, but he's not... Did he play against... I think the game that he was knocked out of was the one against the Bills. Yeah, it was. In that game, he was very bad. He only played 9 snaps. 49ers and the Bears. This is two not very good teams and two teams that think that they're better than they actually are. Over-under is 39.5. I would take the... I'd take the over on that. I think that the two teams, they could score points, just that I just don't think that the 49ers are going to win. 49ers are the favorite, but I think that the Bears are going to win the game. Just because the 49ers, I want the 49ers fans to just realize that their team is bad. And it's taking too much time for them to realize that this team, the 49ers are not a good team. They're not an atrocious team. They're just not very good. And I think that this game against the Bears is going to kind of prove it to them. If they do win, they can say, oh, at least we're better than the Bears, which is something to be very proud of. But take the over on 39.5. Cleveland and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to take Cleveland, even with their... I'm not certain if Baker Mayfield is going to be playing this week. Nick Chubb, I'm pretty sure he's going to play. I'm not sure I'm not sure if Baker Mayfield's all good. The top story when you search up Baker Mayfield is that Jedrick Wills, who's in those commercials with him, that Jedrick Wills was not throwing shots at Baker Mayfield. So those commercials are going to be a little weird now. But I'm going to take Cleveland even because I saw them beat even with Case Keenum, I saw them beat the Broncos. I don't think the Steelers are very good either. And the over-under is 42.5. I would say take the over on that. I think that the Bengals could, or the, I'm sorry, the Brown. I think the Browns could definitely, put up some points. I don't think a blowout's coming up. I just think it's gonna be a close kind of high scoring game. Philadelphia and Detroit. Philadelphia is the favorite for this game, but this is one of the last chances I think the Lions have to win a game. The next one's like week 15 against the Falcons. So I'm just saying, Lions, please get a win right here, because their upcoming schedule is not much easier. Let me see. I'm going to try to find the schedule real fast. Go, go, go. Come on, come on, come on. Where is the... Where is it? There it is. The schedule for the Lions. Eagles, maybe. Steelers, probably a loss. Browns, loss. Bears, probably a loss. Vikings, loss. Broncos, probably a loss. Cardinals, loss. Falcons, that's the next chance that I think that they have a chance to win. Seahawks, loss. Probably with Russell Wilson by that time because it's week 17. And then loss to the Packers in week 18. So if they don't win this game, it's going to be week 16 against the Falcons, by the way. December 26th. So it's going to be a long time until the Lions have even a good chance to win a game. Maybe against the Broncos, if the Broncos have fallen out of contention by them and just kind of giving up, starting Drew Lock or something like that. So that's why I'm choosing the Lions to win this one. Also, the Eagles, they're not very good either. The unfortunate thing is that since Jalen Hurts always does good in garbage time, hopefully the Lions are able to like make it a bigger lead than saying that Jalen Hurts can come back from. And Jose Altuve fouls it off. Bottom of the third. This game is going really slow. Tennessee and Indianapolis. I'm going to take Indianapolis. These teams are very well matched. Tennessee just beat Tennessee's 5-2. Indianapolis is 3-4, but I think the teams are more closer matched than that. Tennessee just came off a big win against the Chiefs. Indianapolis also just beat the 49ers. Tennessee's only a 1-point favorite, so I feel like that could go either way. I take the Colts because I just saw them beat up on the 49ers. Over under is 51. I think I'll take the under on that. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring. Cincinnati and the Jets. Jets are not going to win this game. Jets with Mike White as your quarterback, who's played in one NFL game against the NFC or AFC leaders. It's going to be a tough game. Over under is 43. I'm going to take the over on that because I think that Cincinnati is going to blow them out. Cincinnati's a 10-point favorite. That's good. Rams and Houston. I think you know who I'm picking in that game. It's the Rams. Easy money. Over under is 47.5. Over on that. Because I think that the Rams are going to... It's going to be what a Rams versus Houston game is going to happen. That's not a good... Tough game for the Houston Texans. Maybe I heard that Tyrod Taylor is coming back, though. And so no more Davis Mills, at least until Tyrod Taylor gets hurt again. New England Patriots and Los Angeles Chargers. I'm going to take the Chargers in this one. Chargers are 5-point favorites. Uh-oh, Charlie Morton's hurt. Charlie Morton's going to come off is having to leave the game in the third inning. What happened? There's an injury for the clutch Brave starter. So you can't really see much of anything. You just kind of... Oh. As the visitor, you can hear his growls. Charlie Morton looked like he got hurt. Doing something. Not sure. Back to the football. The over-under is 49. I'd say take the under on that. I don't think that it's going to be that high scoring. The Chargers don't have a very good run defense. Oh, it looks like it's a calf thing because he's rubbing his right calf for Charlie Morton. But the Patriots also, they're not very good either. As a visitor trods by.
Go Braves!
Oh, and he speaks. The Jaguars and Seahawks. By the way, I took... Take the Chargers in the last one, by the way. I forgot to say. Jaguars and Seahawks. I'm going to take Seahawks. This game, both teams are pretty bad. Over under is 43.5. Take the over on that. And because I think that both teams have very bad defenses. Points are going to be scored. Two quarterbacks that like to throw the ball. Seattle, most years, would not only be a 3-point favorite against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they are this year. I say take the Seahawks. This game could very well be a win for the Jaguars. I'm not confident in this game at all. By the way, my Los Angeles Rams pick. Let me see to play it. That is my Jefe's rock hard pick of the week. Washington football team and the Denver Broncos. This game, two teams that are really disappointing. Neither team had like a good start to the season, really. Washington, they have two wins against bad teams, the Giants and the Falcons. They've lost to good teams. I don't know if you consider the Chiefs a good team, but this is actually a chance for the this is a mediocre team, so I think that I'm going to take Washington in this one. Denver, they're sort of similar to the Panthers. Like, when are they going to win a game? Finally, when are they going to end this losing streak of theirs? But I take the Washington football team in this one. Tampa Bay and New Orleans. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. New Orleans is better than I would have expected. Over-under is 50. I say take the under on that. Both teams have good defenses. Tampa Bay is the 5-point favorite. Oh, God. Weird ad that just happened. But I say Tampa Bay, I think they'll win this one. I think they have Tom Brady. It's a revenge game for Jameis Winston, by the way. Final one. Actually, no, not the final one. Dallas and Minnesota. And you know who I'm going to take?
Minnesota!
You heard it here first. Over-under is 55. I say take the under on that. I don't think it's going to be that high scoring. But the Minnesota Vikings, they've lost games in really close games. Was the Cardinals game in overtime? No, it wasn't. But they lost in week one to what is now the number one seed Bengals. We didn't know. Everyone was disgusted by that when the Vikings lost. So was I to the Bengals in week one. But now we know that the Bengals are number one seed. And then they lost on that missed field goal by Greg Joseph in week two. Everyone was disgusted by that as well. But now we know that the Vikings might be good, actually, because they've beaten who they need to beat. Panthers, Lions, Seahawks. They almost beat the two number one seeds, the Bengals and Cardinals now. And they did lose to the Browns. That game sucked. 14-7. Atrocious football. But I'm going to take Minnesota right here. I'm feeling it in my bones.
Minnesota!
I think that they can definitely beat not number one seed Dallas Cowboys. New York Giants and Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs here. This is one of those get-right games against the bad team, bad Giants. The Chiefs, over-under is 52.5. Both teams have bad defenses. Take the over on that. Kansas City's a 10-point favorite, even though they're 3-4. I don't think it's going to be one of those years that they miss the playoffs, but I don't think that they're going to be as good as... I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl this year and after they made it in back-to-back years. Won it the first year. But Kansas City, I'll take that. I'll take them because the Giants, it's one of those matchups that like was designed... This game was designed for if the Chiefs at the start of the season, by chance, they were bad, that this was one they could get right, and this is time. Last week, by the way, I went 9-4 in my picks. Michael Brantley down the line into the left field, into the right field corner. He's going to easily trot into second base with a one-out double. Astros down 5-0 in the bottom of third. AJ Minter in the game now for the injured Charlie Morton. I went 9-4 in my picks. Very solid. Overall this season, I'm 56-51, and they've shown it now. A ground ball from Yuli Gurriel in the top of the inning hit the right calf of Charlie Morton, and then on a pitch to Jose Altuve, his leg kind of just like gave way. He hurt his leg. Overall in the season, back to the football, I'm 56-51. Last week, there were a bunch of bye weeks. This week, there's only two teams, the Raiders and the Ravens, but so not a huge deal, not a whole bunch of buys. I don't like it when there's a lot of bye weeks, for one thing, because my fantasy football team gets destructed, and then another thing, because there's not as much football. There are 15 games this week, so that wraps up my picks. That wraps up the episode. I hope you all have a good day. I'll be back tomorrow. I might have a special guest. I'll have to see. Don't get your hopes up though, because he might not come through. But anywho, have a good day. Have a enjoyable Tuesday night. Watch the World Series if you would like. I don't know when the following games are. I'll just, maybe tomorrow. But anywho, goodbye. Have a good day.
Hard work!